Welcome to Coffee with River. Grab your coffee, sit down, chill, let's talk. Welcome to Coffee with River. Grab your coffee, sit back, chill, and get ready to talk. So recently, I say recently like this happened yesterday. I mean, I guess it's sort of recently. Okay, back in May of 2019, I moved from the West Coast to the East Coast. And this is a big deal for me. This, maybe some of you are going, so I've done that four times. But to me, this was a big deal. And here's why. Up until I made this move, I had never really been out of state before. And now, hold on. It's not completely true. I had been to Arizona once, and it was horrible. Sorry for anyone that lives there, but I could not ever live there. There's just not a lot there. Pretty landscape, you know, if you're in an air-conditioned car. And the only other time I've been out of state is Nevada. But if you are from California, especially Northern California, you know that that really doesn't count. Because when I say I've been to Nevada, I've been to Nevada because when you go to South Lake Tahoe, if you step over a certain line while you're in Tahoe, you're in Nevada. Take one more step back the other way and you're back in California. So that really doesn't count. So the reason why I made this big move was for a career opportunity with my company that I had already been with. I say we because me and my significant other were both offered positions. We both work for the same company. We were offered and we had like less than a week to think about it. And then once we accepted, we had 2.5 weeks to get out there, which was insane. We ended up extending that an extra like week and a half or so because we had to. And it was probably the craziest few weeks of my life. My mother flipped her lid. I don't think I've ever seen anyone so hysterically upset. My sister didn't really say much, but she's, you know, 18 and has her own little world going on. So she was fine. My dad also didn't say much, but he never says anything anyway. And so that wasn't really a surprise. The rest of my family was, you know, kind of wishy-washy. But it was something that I had to do. Like, I felt like it was such a great opportunity and something about it just felt right. So we did it. And we bought a house before even getting here, which was another crazy thing. Everyone's like, why don't you guys just rent for a while? Well, because we have a 2-year-old and 2 ginormous dogs. That would have been harder. So we bought and we saw the house right before we signed the papers. And did I forget to mention? We drove out here. Yeah, we drove. It took a while. It was very adventurous. But I thought if we were going to go from one coast to the other, might as well have some fun with it and maybe see some things. And I'll tell you what, after making like 12 to 14 hour drives a day, there's not many drives that seem long to me anymore. It was an insane experience. And I honestly, and like picture this too, okay? So we have a total of 4 cars, right? But we only took 2 with us initially. And so just imagine like these 2, a truck and a car filled to the brim with stuff, plus this U-Haul on the back. And we had to leave so much stuff behind because when we went to go get a bigger sized U-Haul, they wouldn't let us have one. Because get this, they said, too many people are moving out of California and we're not getting our U-Hauls back. So you can only have this size. Like, what a trip. Crazy, right? I mean, I believe it. California is amazing. I probably won't love anything as much as I love California, but it was getting quite expensive and quite interesting with, you know, all the different laws and the morale in California was just kind of going down and things were happening over there. And, you know, taxed more than you make over there. Anyway, I won't get too far into that. But, you know, I don't know what I expected moving over here. It was a lot. Like, we first got here, when we first drove into Florida, like, we just passed the sign and drove for another hour, and we stopped and we got gas, and I got out and I went, oh, why is the air wet? And I remember him laughing at me. He goes, that's humidity. And I'm like, well, does that happen all the time? And someone else putting gas in their car heard me and just started laughing. And I thought, okay, I guess it does. Now, mind you, we got here in the beginning of May. And that's one of the hottest times of the year. I didn't know anything. So we pull up to our house that we were buying the next day. And I go to get out of the car. And as soon as I get out of the car, I'm already drenched. And I immediately regret my decision to move out here. I was like, nope, forget it. I'm going back. This is miserable. So you get out and the sun just feels like it's right on your face. Like someone's just holding a blow dryer or a hair dryer just right to your face. That's how much heat you feel. And then the light is blinding and it's super, super humid. You're just drenching in sweat. You can't do anything but wear your hair up. And I was like, what did we do? I was just beside myself. And everyone kept saying, it'll get better, it'll get better. And I just thought, no, you're just trying to sell this house because this is horrible. And, you know, for the first 3 months we were here, it did not get better. It was exactly the same. And, you know, we immediately started work when we got here. We needed to. And that was a culture shock. The job we took was, we don't live in Boca Raton, but the job we took is in Boca Raton. And it's crazy. You know, some of the 1% of the world live there. So you just see a whole different kind of lifestyle working down there. You know, it's almost like you're low class if you're driving a Mercedes. Like, you should be driving Bentley and Rolls Royce and McLaren. And like, you should be driving these really fancy cars. Like, kids get Range Rovers and Maseratis for their first car. Like, that's the kind of area it is here. But it's pretty cool. So we started work right away, just getting back into the swing. I mean, same company, just slightly different position. And, you know, it didn't take long. Actually, I think I was just kind of like that the moment we got here. It was really hard for me. To be completely honest, it was hard. Because here's the thing. I am pretty much an introvert. That's why I am talking into a microphone instead of looking in a camera, okay? I'm cool with just like coming home and doing my thing after work and chilling out. But this was different. You know, I would get up early, I'd go to work, then, you know, pick up the baby, come home, and I would shut the blinds, shut everything, and just immediately get into bed. And I had no desire to do anything else. I would lay there for a few hours. I'd cry. I didn't really know why I was crying. And then I'd get up and I'd clean and I'd go back to bed, do the same thing in the morning. It was, you know, see, you're hearing my 2-year-old in the background. No. This is real life, guys. He's telling the dog no. And this happened for a while, and I kept it to myself, you know, and I think it was just a combination of adjusting and, you know, just the unsureness of it all. I have a very, like, what I've heard is called a thinker personality. I like things to be very mapped out. I like to know what I'm doing when I'm doing it. So in uncertainty, I am not good, which I'm sure pretty much no one is, but I feel like I'm really bad in uncertainty. And this went on for a while, you know, and in the summer in Florida, it rains a lot. And I love the rain. But the problem is the rain here is hot. So, you know, like the one thing that was kind of comforting me was the rain, but then I'd open the door. It was just like hot and steamy. And so that kind of ruined it for me too. And I would turn the, you know, and then it started to be fall in Northern California. And I started seeing people post about how the temperatures were coming down and oh my God. And I was sitting in my house, turning my air conditioner way down just to try to get the feeling, which sounds so pathetic, but you know, fall was my favorite season. And you know, I'm sitting there and for the first time in, you know, 20 years, I'm not getting my 20 something years. I'm not 20. I wish I was, but a little older than that. You know, I'm not feeling that fresh feeling. I'm not going, you know, to the apple farms. I'm not going to a pumpkin patch. I'm not feeling the air, smelling things, pulling out the decorations. You know, it was different. And the temperatures here still had not cooled down. The temperatures here did not cool down until October. Let me just say that. But, you know, it took a while for me to even say anything to my significant other about anything that was happening, because you know, things were going good for us job wise and you know, I don't want to bring that down, and I honestly didn't know how to describe how I was feeling anyway, so to me it was pointless. You know, I did end up telling him, and you know, talking to him felt so much better. But you know, I spent probably 3 months crying every day, crying on the way to work, crying when I got back. You know, it was just an adjustment. You know, the stores are completely different here. You know, the people are different. The clothes you wear are different. Like, my wardrobe was completely obsolete when I got here. And, you know, it was like being the new kid in school, but on such a bigger scale. Because it wasn't just school that was new. It wasn't just this one little part of my life. It was just this entire, my entire world was different. You know, and I had always grown up around family, and you know, so had he. All my family has been in the same place forever. And so suddenly none of them are around. It was different. It was very different. And also moving from somewhere where, you know, we were on quite a bit of land and no neighbors are around, to being in a gated community and people right on top of you always wanting to talk to you when you come out your door, that's real different too. Everything about it was just such a culture shock. And it really took me some time, you know, to adjust. And, you know, people would message me and text me and call me and talk, you know, want to talk to me about how isn't it great out there? And I would just be like, yeah, it's so awesome. I'm so glad we did this. And I was, and I am. I'm glad we did this. But I felt this obligation to be like, it's perfect. When really I wasn't feeling that way at all. Not at all. At first, you know, now I've really come to love it. You know, Christmas was hard because it was not cold and it didn't look like Christmas outside. But I will tell you, in what Florida, you're knocking over lamps, in what Florida doesn't have with weather when it comes to Christmas time, they do make up with really cool events and sights to see. So, yes. So that turned out to be okay, you know, and we had our new house and this new tree and these new decorations, and it was pretty cool to have like decoration contests with your neighbors. And so I did actually like that. I was worried I was going to hate my life during Christmas, but I ended up actually really loving it. And I've come to love it a lot more now. You know, I definitely love that things are cheaper here than California, especially the gas. When we left California, gas was $4.95 a gallon. We get to Florida and it's, you know, right now I just got gas today. It was $2.27. Like, oh my gosh, we were spending like $1,000. He was probably spending like $1,200 a month in gas when we were in California, and I was probably spending about $800. Like, it was crazy. It was insane. On top of all the taxes and everything. You know, we were just working so hard over there to get nowhere, you know, and here we can actually, it's easier to live. And you know what? It is very pretty out here. It is very pretty this time of year right now. So it didn't cool off until about mid-October.
And we actually have gotten some days where it's been like 41 and I've been like, yes, yes, it feels like home, you know, but typically this time of year, it's about 75 degrees every day and very low humidity, which is amazing. So you kind of suffer for 3 to 4 months to get like the rest of the year feeling really nice. I think I can handle that. You know, and I don't know if we're going to live here for what, you know, forever or whatever it is, but you know, right now we're going where opportunity is, you know, why, you know, my son is still, our son is still young, you know, so it's not like we're moving schools all the time right now. So right now is the time to make these little moves. But yeah, so that is my story. And also kind of the reason I started this podcast, not because I moved, because I kind of lost my friends in the process just naturally. You know, first of all, I didn't have that many friends to begin with. And I don't think it's because I'm a horrible person. I don't think that's it. I just like to keep a very tight circle. I'm very picky and I'm not compatible with, you know, here's the thing. I can be a chameleon. I can be compatible with pretty much anyone. That's part of my job, actually. But to actually feel comfortable and happy and, you know, like you just, I can just be me around people, that's a different thing. And I'm not someone that likes big groups of people. And I'm also not someone that likes to go out. I have never been someone that likes to go out, right? So I have like one, two people that were my friends, right? And, you know, neither one of them have kids yet. So that was already something that was separating me from my friends. You know, I would say my two closest friends were really cool when I had my baby. And my one friend was even always watching him and really involved. But I think everyone else that was like not a super close friend, but just like a friend, they just kind of like, they started treating me like I was, you know, had a disease or something. You know, they don't know how to talk to you anymore after you have a kid. Like this weird barricade comes between you. And it's just not the same. And you just can tell you don't fit in anymore, which is fine. You know, it's, being a mom is not anything I would ever trade for the world. It is really fun. Even when your toddler is trying to stuff an entire roll of toilet paper down the toilet. But I'm not going to stop recording this, so right now he's going to get away with it. Where was I going with that? You know, oh, so yeah, going way back after before this tangent I just started on. The reason why I started this podcast is because I really don't have many people to talk to. And I've really realized that I've kind of started putting way too much of my significant other because I don't have anyone else I'm venting to, just him. And sometimes I feel like it's just a little too much. So hey, why not record it, send it out to a bunch of strangers? That's kind of my philosophy on it. Anyway, I think that's all for this. You know, if you guys made it through all that, hey, thank you. Thanks for listening to my story. I know it was super eventful and everything you ever wanted to know in life. But until next time, thanks for having coffee with me, and I will see you soon.